Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. This week, we'll give you an update on the I-80 hazmat spill near Tollgate. We're also going to talk about what the County Community Development Department, say that five times fast, is up to, and how their program affects the 2022 County Work Plan. And we'll also continue the conversation about the 501c3 tax exemption revocation appeals. We have a summary of several county code ordinance changes, and an important reminder about some exciting events on your calendar that tickets will be available for starting on Monday. Little teaser there. So let's get into the news.
Awesome. Thanks, Derek. First up, we have a brief update on the I-80 hazmat spill historic Union Pacific rail trail closure. The roughly 100-yard section of the rail trail near the Tollgate overpass will remain closed through Friday, today, April 29th, and potentially until next Monday, May 2nd, while excavation work takes place.
Right, and our Summit County Environmental Health team is continuing to oversee the cleanup there. There are booms in the drainage that have done a good job preventing the spread of the peroxide in the water, even with last week's precipitation. This week, soil samples were taken to determine the depth that the substance reached. And the focus for the rest of this week and over the weekend going into next week is removing contaminated soils, which is a little bit of a challenge given that the section of the rail trail the peroxide is on is not easy for excavation equipment to access. So we'll keep you posted on that and have an update on Monday. But as for now, the rail trail will remain closed for that 100-yard section over the weekend.
All right, now we're shifting gears to this week's County Council meeting. The Community Development Department, Housing Director, and Attorney's Office were in front of Council to review the scope of work associated with House Bill 462, Utah Housing Affordability Amendments, that were adopted this past legislative session.
And some background on this, in the general session earlier this year, the Utah State Legislature placed new requirements on Summit County and other counties across the state to develop and adopt a moderate income housing plan by October 1st, 2022. The county is required to adopt three or more strategies from a list provided in the statute that will lead to the development of moderate income housing units within the county. The county's plan also has to identify benchmarks that must be met to implement those strategies, demonstrating the county's commitment to facilitating the development of moderate income housing in Summit County.
The consequence of not adopting a plan by October 1st, 2022, or not fulfilling the requirements of the statute, is that the county is made ineligible then for transportation and transit funding from the state. It will take a significant amount of staff work to complete this plan by October 1st. As a result, the county manager and deputy county manager discussed with council on Wednesday proposed revisions to the county's 2022 work plan to free up staff capacity to work on the moderate income housing plan.
Right. And speaking of the 2022 work plan, it is a pretty big deal that we're looking at making revisions to that, especially as we're almost to the middle of the year. Just as a reminder and some background, this work plan was approved on February 2nd when the council adopted it, and it outlined projects prioritized by the county and organized around council's strategic priorities on which county staff would focus on what projects and what initiatives this year.
Typically, the council doesn't revise the work plan after it's been adopted unless a new issue arises. And this year, like we just discussed, the Utah State Legislature adopted several bills that place new requirements on counties. This compelled the county manager's office to suggest revisions to the 2022 work plan to both add those items to the work plan and postpone or shelve the others to free up staff time to work on these new items.
The council chose not to adopt the county manager's recommendations and instead requested that the council chair and vice chair meet with staff to figure out where the work plan can be revised to complete both the moderate income housing plan and other council priorities this year. They will present those suggestions to the full council at a later date.
Last week, several representatives from local community organizations were in front of council to appeal the revocation of their tax exemption status. Their appeals were accepted by council, given this was the first year that the county did not mail reminder notifications for organizations filing for their 501c3 nonprofit property tax exemptions. This week, several more entities' tax exemption statuses were up for review.
And council voted to extend the deadline for this year only to May 6. This means that any organization who received a revocation letter that was dated March 30th, and if they would like to appeal that decision, has the opportunity to come before council to present their case. If you are a 501c3 who lost this status, you need to contact Stephanie Pohl, the county assessor, at 435-336-3253, or at SPOLL@summitcounty.org between now, which is April 29th, and May 6th, so just a week to do that. Any further appeals will be heard by the council at their regular meeting on May 11th.
Okay, moving on to public hearings. There were several of them held regarding proposed ordinances that would amend the Snyderville Basin and Eastern Summit County Development Codes. Ordinance 936 proposes amendments to the Snyderville Basin Development Code with the intention to create water-wise landscaping regulations. After a lengthy discussion between council, staff, and several members of the public, staff was directed to take comments back to the office and come back to the May 25th council meeting with the necessary adjustments.
And another public hearing that occurred was regarding Ordinance 937, which amends the Snyderville Basin Development Code to require that the county treasurer replace the county assessor as a signer on Mylars prior to recordation of a subdivision plat and final site plan, and this was passed. Ordinance 938 does the same thing for the Eastern Summit County Development Code, and this also passed. And finally, Ordinance 939 establishes an annual review discussion of municipal annexation declaration areas and a minimum 30-day notice to municipalities for development proposals within these ADAs, and this ordinance was also passed.
Up next, we have a final reminder that Spring Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is happening this Saturday, April 30th, in the Canyon's Cabriolet parking lot from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Think materials like paint, oils, any products under your kitchen cabinet or in your garage that you wouldn't want to drink, because when toxic materials like these end up in the landfill, they leach into the ground and therefore into our drinking water. So the goal of this event is to help keep them out of our environment.
Also, in addition to these items, bikes in all conditions will be accepted this year, as well as mattresses for $20 per item. And that's just for the mattresses. It's not $20 per item for the bikes. But you can view a full list of accepted items at recycleutah.org/events. And a special thanks to Recycle Utah, Park City Municipal, Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District, and Park City Sunrise Rotary for making this event possible.
Finally, we're going to end on some really exciting news. The Summit County Fair is back. The 2022 Summit County Fair will take place this year from August 6th through August 13th.
It's hard to believe that it's already time to talk about the fair again, right? And just in time for the announcement of the fair, tickets go on sale this coming Monday, May 2nd at 9 a.m. for the PRCA Rodeo and Demolition Derby. On Monday morning, when tickets go on sale, you can get tickets for the Derby at bit.ly/summitderby22. So that's bit.ly/summitderby22. And keep an eye on social media and your email for those links when they go out Monday at 9 a.m.
Awesome. And you can find those same links to the PRCA Rodeo tickets. That event's going to take place on Friday, August 12th, and also Saturday, August 13th. Both events start at 8 p.m. You can buy tickets at bit.ly/summitrodeo22. We hope to see you there.
All right, that's all the news for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.